"Now, Helen," she said, "I want you to take the two young ladies for a ride on the donkeys." On we went, solemn little loves they were, each had a hand. But when we came to the donkeys, they were too shy to go on, so we stood and watched instead. Beautiful those donkeys were. They were the first I'd seen out of a cart, for pleasure, as you might say. They were a lovely silver-grey, with little red saddles and blue bridles and bells jingling on their ears. And quite big girls, older than me even, were riding them, ever so gay. Not at all common, I don't mean, madam, just enjoying themselves. And I don't know what it was, but the way the little feet went down and the eyes, so gentle, and the soft ears, made me want to go on a donkey more than anything in the world. Of course, I couldn't. I had my young ladies, and what would I have looked like perched up there in my uniform? But all the rest of the day it was donkeys, donkeys on the brain with me. I felt I should have burst if I didn't tell someone, and who was there to tell? But when I went to bed, I was sleeping in Mrs. James's bedroom, our cook that was at the time. As soon as the lights was out, there they were, my donkeys, jingling along with their neat little feet and sad eyes. Well, madam, would you believe it? I waited for a long time and pretended to be asleep, and then suddenly I sat up and called out as loud as I could, "I do want to go on a donkey, I do want a donkey ride." You see, I had to say it, and I thought they wouldn't laugh at me if they knew I was only dreaming. Artful, wasn't it? Just what a silly child would think.